Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another episode of Inside the Industry with James Bartolet and my special guest co-star, my BFF forever, the lovely Misty Stone.
All right, now, what it do, baby?
That's right. I think we can take off the mask.
Yeah, because you look like Hannibal Lecter's assistant. It's really ridiculous.
Oh. I don't. Look at this wonderful gift I got for Misty because she's so wonderful.
No, he's lying. You want me to tell you the backstory? No, he's lying.
I gave you orchids.
I'm gonna take the gift, but it's really a secondhand gift. You know how you get something from the secondhand store? You get a secondhand gift. It's like, oh, happy Valentine's Day, honey. My other bitch didn't want it, so here, this is for you.
Oh, God.
Very rude.
Oh,
very rude.
Sorry about that.
Very rude. But anyways, it's a beautiful teddy bear with flowers and it's made of roses. But it was originally for Riley Steele and now it's for Misty Stone. Do you understand how I feel?
Yes, and I'm very sorry.
Are you?
I'm very sorry.
Then don't brag about it.
Do you still want it though?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well then. Oi,
yes,
hey.
I do. Yes, I do. I would still like the gift.
Oi, vey!
I do. I want the gift. Oh, my God. I love doing radio with you. It's very fun.
I know. It's great. It's great. It's really fun. And you guys love hearing us and watching us here right now. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. And you can call in and talk to us. Misty has got so many exciting things going on.
Do I?
But one of the big things that I want to plug tonight for Misty Stone, and I think we all need to put our hands together, Misty Stone is now in Playboy Plus.
I did. I just did a pictorial and a whole, produced by Miss Anna Fox.
Produced by the very talented and lovely Miss Anna Fox.
And JT Photo, JT, he is the one who did the photography. Lotus Lane, who is the one who is the creative director. And
oh,
just
Lotus
put,
worked on that too.
Yes, she did.
Cool.
She was my creative director. She put all the sexual energy into it. And it was a good time. So I really appreciate Playboy for making me the Playboy Plus bunny of the month or whatever. And it was Black History Month to be exact.
So exactly. What a great thing.
It was really
thing.
Nice. It was a good way to end Black History Month. It was nice.
And I got to tell you, this is a very unique thing because now this is a trivia question. Now, not only is Misty a Playboy bunny, but she's also a penthouse pet.
Oh, yes. I need my necklace. I lost it. Can I get another one?
You know Kelly Holland's listening to this.
Yes,
so,
can I get another one?
She goes, oh, she missed it.
Oh, my God. I love them, though. Everybody is honestly being a part of these different families. It's really cool and amazing, and it makes you feel like exactly what I said. You're a part of a family.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. I enjoy it. I like the way they treat us. I like the way they make us feel very comfortable and special. It's kind of like you, I don't want to say you feel above the other girls, but you feel really special, like you're a part of something amazing.
Yeah.
And it is nice. So I'm very happy and blessed to be a part of so many different families in the industry. So I thank you all very much, baby.
And I wanted to do a big shout out tonight to the Higher Path over on Ventura Boulevard and Sherman Oaks. But when they came to clean the house, they misplaced the bag that had the marijuana and the t-shirt and everything in there.
Oh.
But
oh my goodness.
We'll get that for next week's show. But yes. Go and check them out. It's a fantastic staff, great selection. And the best news is they're open back again with their lobby where you can go into the store.
Okay.
Because a lot of times when we've gone to get weed during the pandemic, at least here in Southern California, we had
to drive up.
Yeah, we had to do a drive up thing. And it's the same thing with everywhere. Now, do we agree that everybody should rush and open up again?
No.
I think we should wait. Yes, we definitely should wait until more people are getting vaccinated. And when the time comes for you to get a vaccination, get that vaccination. This isn't about party lines or anything. This is about our health and surviving this. Okay, it has killed millions of people all over the world. Okay, and hundreds of thousands of people have died here in the United States. And this is why we keep the candle burning here on the show every week in remembrance of those that we lost this week from COVID. So it's really important. When the vaccine becomes available in your area, go and get the vaccine. There's no reason why you shouldn't get a vaccine.
Did you get your vaccine yet?
No, I
Why are you telling everybody else to do something that you ain't did?
It's coming up, and I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get
it done. You got to advocate stuff that you already do. You got to do it and then tell other people to do it because you got the experience from doing it.
And President Biden said that most Americans will be vaccinated by the end of May. That's
well, I hope so.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I hope so. Kids, too, at the school.
Oh, of course.
That's where they're going to start.
Teachers are going to be a priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice. Okay,
I'm down. Teachers are going to be a priority, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And then Monkey will get vaccinated.
Oh, my goodness. That's our dog. We always got to put our dog in.
Okay, our phone number to call in again is 323-203-0815. Having some delicious
bubbly.
This is that
bubble mocha.
It's that tea with the little gels in it. They call it
boba
tea. And what is that favorite soup that you like to eat all the time? That Mexican soup, indigensis, imbungibus,
abundigus.
Abundigus.
He doesn't know Spanish, you guys.
Well, neither do
I. Grew up. Yes.
What is in abundigus soup, Miss
It's like Spanish meatballs, tomatoes, onions, celery, soup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's delicious. And it's Spanish. And I love Spanish stuff.
And, you always get that at Casa Vega over there in Valley Village area.
Yeah.
And they're opening up again now.
Oh, well, they have outdoor dining. They've always
had closed the outdoor dining a minute. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
But they're opening that back up again. But everything is opening back up again. And another thing that we want to say is Misty Stone happens to be a honey-dipped girl for the Mall Dot Sexy. Yeah.
Well, honey,
it was a wonderful contest that we had at the Mall Dot Sexy. Misty Stone was one of the winners of the honey-dipped girl contest. And she's got a brand new commercial spot. We didn't have time to record, but we will get it recorded tonight and have it for next week's show. But Misty will read that script out for you live on the air. There is a new contest that starts in about 14 days. And this is going to be for the Orchid Girls. This is going to be for all the beautiful Asian girls out there. So that's going to be starting. So if you want to vote for one of these gorgeous Asian girls, Marika Hase, Kimberly Chi, Jade Kush.
Who's Jade Kush?
Jade Kush. You don't know Jade Kush? She's sexy.
Okay.
But if you want to vote for one of these beautiful Asian girls, you'll go to the mall.sexy and then you can vote for them once a day. But Misty is a honey dip girl. And that's so cool. And the mall.sexy is your number one portal for everything in the adult film industry. Also, there's a new deal now with hotmovies.com. You go to hotmovies.com, put in the promo code INSIDE, that's easy to remember because you're watching and listening to Inside the Industry, and you get 20% off. Let's go to a call. We got a call already here. Let's go to our caller. Hello, caller. Who's this and where are you calling from?
How much percent off?
20.
Hi, it's Sweepy. I'm calling from Florida.
Sweepy. Oh, boy.
Oh, we love Sweepy. What
Hi,
a
baby.
Wonderful fan. Well, say hello to Misty
Stone.
Hey,
how are you doing?
I love Misty Stone, Sweepy.
Oh, yes, absolutely love her.
And he's very sweet. P.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Bevan.
Do you have a question for Misty Sweet Pea?
Yes, one question regarding her, film.
What's that?
One question regarding her films and one question regarding toys.
Okay.
If you could do one of your amazing scenes recreated, but with somebody else,
okay,
who would you pick? I mean, what scene would you pick?
That's a good question. If Misty could do again one of her scenes that she's done in her very long successful career, if she could redo it, who would she do the scene with?
That is a really good question, Bobby.
Wow.
Who would I recreate a scene with? You know?
Can't think, huh?
Honestly, that's a hard one. I really have to think about that.
And that was the name of the movie. It's a hard one. Yes, it came out from Wicked Pictures.
That's a good question, though, because I'd have to think about which scene I'd want to recreate, first of all.
Yeah.
And then who do I really want to replace? Because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So that's a hard one. Okay, what's the next one? Skip.
Okay.
Pass.
If you could come up with a name for a new sex toy, what would you call it?
Ooh. Okay. A new sex toy. Honestly, because I have sex toys that are for men, I would love to create some type of sex toy for a woman. And I don't know what I would call it, but I would want it to be satisfying for a woman's pleasure. So I would really have to sit down and do my experimental scientific work sexually and sit down in my lab and understand what I need to do. But that would be my ultimate goal, is to have some type of sexual, pleasurable, amazing toy just for a woman that kind of stamps with the Misty Stone name on it. Because usually all of my toys are made for men. I don't think I have, I don't have any toys that are for the pleasure of a woman. So that is something that I would love to do in the future.
Now, how does a woman do a sex body toy for another woman? I mean, would it be a vagina?
Like I said, I need to sit in the lab and think about it, baby.
Wow. That's a really good question to pose.
Yeah, no, he's got good questions. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. They got me stumped. You got me stumped on both of them, kind of. I'm really thinking about them both very hard. So next time we talk, I think I'm gonna know what I'm talking about. I'm gonna do my research.
Yeah.
Because I had an idea for a toy.
Okay.
It's basically a dildo with like whiskers, so it would rub against the pussy hairs.
Mm.
And it'd have like a silhouette of a cat, because, you know, like another name for a cat is a pussy.
Yeah.
So it'd be called a clitty cat.
A putty cat. Oh, okay.
A clitty cat. Yeah.
A cootie cat.
A cootie cat.
Yeah, clitty cat.
Did he say cootie?
Cootie.
Cootie.
No, clitty, like clit.
Oh, putty. Clit,
like clitty cat. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Putty cat. Okay. That's, I don't know. I might change the name, but it's still a good idea.
That's very interesting, Sweet Pea. Very interesting.
Very good idea. Change the name, but still a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's still working
progress.
That's
only my own opinion. You know, you don't have to take it at heat.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Okay, and don't forget tomorrow on Inside the Industry with James Bartolet on Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 415. Riley Steele will be my guest for the whole show in the studio with me.
If she shows up.
That's Channel 415. And that's from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Bye, boo.
Great idea.
Bye. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, he stumped me on the question.
That is incredible.
And you know, usually
these fans, they
people don't. People don't usually stump me, baby.
Look at us with their.
I'm best beautiful,
there's,
but
there's a Sweet photo.
Pea, Sweet Pea can't be coming on the show stumping Misty Stone. I will, Sweet Pea. I will fuck you up. Those was good. Those was good motherfucking questions. Do not stump me ever again in your
life.
I'll
fuck you up.
I'm going to have to literally go home and think about that. So
I know
time,
you're going to, because you're going to call me at 1 o'clock in the morning and say, James, I wrote this whole thing down. Let's do it.
This is how I want to answer these questions in the future. How dare. How dare he?
Yeah.
Go, baby, go.
Yeah. Very cool. The Golden Globes were this last weekend. I was very happy to see that the actress who played Billie Holiday won.
Oh, she did amazing.
Oh, God, she's so beautiful.
Billie Holiday.
So talented, and it was a very good movie. Make sure you go and check that out. It's Billie Holiday versus United States versus Billie Holiday. And
what?
That's the name of the movie.
Oh.
It's a TV movie.
That disturbed
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
But it's a really incredible piece, and it was a great performance. I do have to agree with a lot of people that if you notice on the Golden Globes, there is not one person of color that is on the voting board for that.
Oh, interesting. I heard about that discrepancy.
Yes.
I heard about it on the news. So I'm aware, and I'm sure that everybody has been aware, but hasn't mm-hmm. made it become a frontal situation, and they eye front, you know, nobody really cares. It's been a situation, but nobody has really made it a situation. So let's make it a topic and a situation. So now,
Well, that's the important thing is to start a conversation on it. And then But it's been like this for a long time. Mm. And that's unfortunate.
I'm just saying.
But Missy Stone is also a woman who does a lot of mainstream work. And I do say quite a bit. I mean, she has several mainstream projects she does a year, which really makes her, she should be getting crossover star of the year nominations every year.
It's okay. I give up now.
Stop. Don't say that. Come on, baby. No.
But I got enough awards.
She's a very, very talented actress.
Happy.
And you can see some wonderful performances that she's done, whether it's a television show or a motion picture. She always puts herself 100% in it. How do you handle the acting process? You know, the sex thing is a sex thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the acting process, how does Missy Stone approach the acting process?
Something that I like to do in particular, whether it's the smallest part or the biggest part, you know, I like to give my character a backstory. So if you give your character a backstory, it's like you're able to understand and feel who you're going to be on set. Mm-hmm. Even if the director, producer, whoever's directing you or putting you together or reading, helping you get this script together and capture this character, even if they don't give you a backstory,
mm-hmm.
make one up so that you really understand who you're playing and you're able to capture that character and really portray that character so people believe you're that fucking character.
Mm-hmm.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's something that I kind of like learned doing theater, and it stuck with me. And yeah, that's what I do, baby.
Now, take for example, when we do a parody, it's a whole different thing. In the parody, we're kind of playing a character that's already been established and stuff. Do you watch that television show or that movie to get the reference how to do it? For example, when you played Oprah, now believe it or not, this beautiful slender woman played Oprah. They put her in a fat suit, and then the character took these diet pills and it made her slender, but also made her a nymphomaniac. But how did you go about doing the Oprah one? That was an interesting one.
Honestly, it's all about studying the character, and that's what anybody, just like Ray Charles, when Jamie Foxx did that movie.
Oh, God, he did a great job.
You know, it's about studying the character. So you just have to study that person, watch their movies, watch their moves, watch the way they walk, the way they move, the way they talk, the slang they use, like the smooth kind of way they sing their words, or maybe they don't, maybe they're a little awkward, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You learn that character and you watch them over and over and over again, not just once, not just twice, repetitive.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again until you can almost mimic them.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun, though. It's like playing dress up or playing, you know, doctor or...
Play pretend when you were a kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I say in my acting classes to my students. Yeah.
But in this case, it's a little bit more advanced. So you're playing pretend, but you need to make people believe what you're pretending to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. Okay.
So you're playing pretend, but on a whole nother level.
Very good. Now, a lot of people that are new to the adult industry might be tuning in this show or turning on the show and watching it and going, why the fuck are they talking about acting in porn? It's just a porn movie. Yeah. Have you seen the quality and the caliber of the films that we've made over the last 10 years?
It's kind of nice. It's kind of nice when you can jack your dick off to something that you feel is real.
Yeah.
I like it.
I remember when we did Shakespeare in XXX, you know, we had to be or not to be, suck on my weenie, you know.
Whatever. I've never seen that one.
Okay.
I didn't see that one.
But the point I'm making is the quality and the caliber of the acting, of the productions, of the cast, everything has just gone up, 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 up. But unfortunately, in these COVID days that we live in now, these budgets are cut so much. Now, cameraman, why are you going over there? Come back over here to me. Thank you very much. Thank you. the budgets are cut so much now, but a lot of us are doing content scenes that have a nice storyline to them. Maybe we're doing like little mini parody content scenes. I know we've been talking about putting together some funny little kind of a content kind of a thing. But I think people like that. I think, how many of you folks out there, look, the cameraman's going over there because he knows you're going to come back. I know a lot of you fans out there love the parodies. I'd love to hear from some chatter in the chat room right now. How many of you guys love the parodies? You guys love the parodies? Let us know, or do you like the feature?
That's my fake crowd.
You're going to smoke another one right there?
No, it's just, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't tell everybody.
Okay. Well, I think it's kind of obvious.
No, they can't see anything.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
Well, talk about the parodies.
Okay. Well, talk about the parodies. If you love the parodies, let's hear some chatter there in the chat room right now. You guys like parodies or do you like the features? All right.
Ooh, okay, yeah. That's kind of a good question.
Yeah.
Because I have an opinion on that. I'm not gonna tell y'all because
what
I don't.
What is your opinion?
No, because I'm not gonna try to taint their opinions. I want to hear what they gotta say first, and then I'll tell them how I feel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because otherwise I taint people's thoughts. I want them to think and tell me what they really feel.
Yeah.
So that way we have a debate and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I ain't mad at you. Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
What do you like personally, Misty Stone? Do you like parodies or do you like features?
Well.
Oh boy. We had to get this whole big thing set up.
So,
hi, monkey.
Honestly, I feel like parodies used to pay my bills, but I enjoy features more because I get to be a character. Funny stuff is fun for me too.
Yeah.
Which is parodies and you making fun of stuff. But I don't know.
Think about that answer. Let's go to a caller right now.
Somebody's calling?
Of course. It's a talk show. People call. Yeah. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Noah from Orlando, and Missy, you can taint my thoughts any day.
You're very sweet, baby. Thank you.
How are you doing, Mo?
Doing all right. Just, enjoying the show. You're talking the nerd porn talk, so that's my cue to call.
He's like, that's my cue. That's where we come in. Okay. All right, well, give me your opinion, Mr. Nerd.
Well, I love, for starters, I love Gonzo. That's my take. The wham, bam, thank you, man, scene by scene stuff. But I do appreciate the parody era of porn, because there was that one time, James knows, where it was the Barbarellas, the Men in Black Triple X's, they were just coming out left and right. You don't see it that much today, but it makes me appreciate those days even more. It was kind of almost like a smaller golden era.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I dig it. Okay. Okay.
You were amazing in that, by the way, Misty, Men in Black.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, she was.
I was so young then. Oh, my gosh.
Remember they had the little aliens? They were like little penises, and they were all around watching you while you were masturbating.
Vanilla, so I appreciate it. Thank you, baby.
We shot on here's a great trivia thing for all of our fanboys and girls out there. When we shot Men in Black Triple X, we shot on the soundstage that they filmed scenes for the movie Aliens with Sigourney Weaver. And actually the spaceship, remember the spaceship hallways? Uh-huh. You watch Aliens, it's the same fucking
I remember hallways. Them telling me that.
Yeah, it was the amazing.
Same set.
Yeah.
We used the same set, the Aliens.
You know who had awesome makeup in that movie? Was Jessica Drake. She looked crazy in that movie. That was really good Hollywood level makeup. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's Jessica.
Well, we had one of the makeup artists from that worked on the Men in Black movie. Actually, mm-hmm. Wicked Pictures got him to come and do that.
I mean,
it was elaborate what we had. The creatures and everything.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the way that Brad played that weird guy with worm guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. It was cool. I ain't gonna lie. That was a cool movie.
It was a really good one.
Yeah, you're right.
If you guys want to watch a good movie over this weekend, rent or buy Men in Black Triple X from Wicked Pictures.
But I'm still way nastier now, because then I was kind of vanilla. I'm way nastier now. I'm older.
You were vanilla back then?
Yes.
Oh, come now.
Well, I'm a lot more mature now.
Okay.
Mature.
I have a question for Misty, by the way, really quick.
Yes.
Do you take on any MILF roles yet, or have you been offered any?
That's all I do.
Good question.
That's all I do, baby. I do nothing else.
Oh, you have a brand new one where you're kind of a MILF with the young son.
I am the cougar of the year.
Cougar,
All I do is cougar, MILF.
I like that one.
Movies. That anything that you look on the internet with a MILF is more than likely, as far as a black woman, it's going to be me. Do I have big, huge tits? No. But for some reason, I have this voice, and I'm
nice
very
tits.
Dominant, and I know how to talk to people, and I know how to dominate a scene. So I am most of the time the very dominant MILFy type of woman in the scenes, and it works. It works. So yes, I am the MILF.
By the way, I still have my signed copy of Men in Black Triple X by both of you. I have James's signature, and I have Misty's too. So not to brag to the other nerds.
That's cool.
That's
a collector's item.
That's what's up, baby.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It's still in my collection.
I appreciate the love. That's love.
Look at this.
Because nobody watch DVDs no more. But we still signing them for some odd apparent reason. What's going to happen? How are we going to sign, like, chip? You know how we got to give out the disc or what are
the flash drive?
Yeah.
We put that in a DVD case.
Remember, and then sign the case. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It pushes the 8x10 market too. Those are great for signatures.
Okay, and then put that inside of the case for the cover. Ooh, now that's
true. I didn't even think about that. That's great. That's even better idea.
I'm an inventor.
So, everyone's gonna copy that now, though.
I know, right? They're gonna take my idea, of course.
Of course they will.
Of course. I should have never said it on the radio.
Look at this baby.
It's ridiculous. Well, thank you so much, baby, for calling in.
It's been an honor. And yeah, it's just a great show tonight. And thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mo. Take care out there.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's break away for a commercial right now. And we come back. We're going to take some more calls. And we got Inside the Industry News and a lot more. Right, Monkey?
That's right, Diddy.
Okay, we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Don't just stay home. Go to the mall. The mall.sexy, that is. If you want to know about the latest adult series like Pure Taboo, Adult Time, and many others. Just click the channels button and find yourself in a sea of choices, from Girlcore to Wicked, or you can check out your favorite MILFs at Pornstar Platinum. And you've gotta check out the new amazing adult series, Deeper, by Vixen Media Group. You get all of this and a lot more at themall.sexy. It's simply the most amazing adult portal on the net. Shop, watch, and play at themall.sexy today.
Hi, this is Dixie Lynn. Stay tuned to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Hey guys, face it. Looking for the best condom that not only feels good and fits good, well, that could be a process. Well, look no further. Have we got the condoms for you? Paradise Condoms. Paradise Condoms have two sizes, the Classic Fit and the Slim Fit. The Classic Fit is for generously sized men and is liberally lubricated for extra comfort. The Slim Fit is for a slightly tighter diameter and fits for a tighter, non-slip fit and feel. And again, these condoms are well lubricated. Available in bowls of 40 count, so you can stock up your nightstand or, as you need it, tuck away in your pocket or, ladies, to put in your purse. And remember, Paradise Condoms are America's number one source of condoms and personal lubricant for over four decades. Paradise Condoms are available now on Amazon. Get yours today and wrap that rascal.
Hi, I'm Luna Starr, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
HotMovies.com is the number one site in the world to go and see all of your favorite adult films and special content scenes. They have everything from classic titles to the latest and best new releases. Whatever your favorite niche is, HotMovies.com has it all right here. Lesbian, amateur, MILF, BBW, trans, parodies, gonzo, fetish, anal, group sex, and even your favorite exciting VR titles and much, much more. HotMovies.com has a large, and I mean large, database of movies and scenes to keep you coming back again and again. Plus, HotMovies.com offers you state-of-the-art tools on the site so you can discover movies that are perfectly suited to your tastes and preferences. And you'll get updates on all your favorite scenes and movies every time you log in. All of the top studios and up-and-coming studio releases can be found on HotMovies.com. So what are you waiting for? Come and check them out today. Use the promo code INSIDE when you sign up, and you'll get 20 free minutes to watch whatever you like. HotMovies.com, trusted and loved by fans from all around the world since 2003. Remember that name and visit them today. HotMovies.com.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barcelona.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. That's right, AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much, much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2020 AVN Expo and AVN Awards, which takes place every year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, is the biggest event of the year, and you can see it all on Showtime Television. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today, AVN.com. That's AVN.com.
Hi, I'm Tia Cyrus, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Hi, this is Emmy Reyes, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartlett. DVD!
Yeah. I think it's in Hollywood. I don't know. I live in Hollywood. Wait, where do you live at?
We're in the valley. We're in the valley.
Well, I live in Hollywood. Okay.
So, Misty, while we're going at the commercial break here, Misty has a craving now for lobster pizza. Yeah, are you pregnant now, too?
No, I just want lobster pizza.
The other one downstairs
I
there.
I just smoke a lot of weed. Not pregnant. Okay. Just smoke a lot of weed. I have cravings for lobster pizza.
So, when you're stoned, you want to have lobster pizza, which actually does sound really good.
Duh.
Because some girls got me
edible. Put it on a pizza.
So just a regular cheese pizza, and then you put the lobster on the top.
Put it on a pizza. You like that?
Oh. Uh-huh.
He likes it.
Speaking of pizza, have you ever done the stereotypical porn scene where the guy's delivering the pizza and you can't afford to pay for it, so then you gotta blow him?
Of course.
You did a scene like that?
Of course. Me? Shit. I can't remember the bitch name. I think it was for Brothers.
Yeah.
Or Naughty America.
Okay.
Naughty America. I don't remember.
Or Bang Brothers. Or Reality Kings. Or Team Skeet. Or somebody. Yeah. Okay. But you did one of those typical scenes.
It was kind of cute, though.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
What's going to be cute is the milkman coming to your house.
Oh, yeah. We have an idea.
Hello there.
We have an idea coming your way, honey.
By the way, you can't pay your milk bill. So, boing and see.
I like it, though.
Okay. All right, it is time now for the Inside the Industry news, brought to you every week by HotMovies.com, Paradise Condoms, Crown Condoms, Centerfold Features, and Little Darlings, The Mall.Sexy, AVN and AVN Stars, and Adam and Eve. Ooh. All right, Hot Movies is happy to announce their newest addition to HotMovies.com. It's called Hot Movie Select Unlimited. Now, check this out. This is such a good deal. For just $24.95 a month, you get to watch all the porn you want for $24.95.
That's under $25.
Yeah, that is really good. HotMovies.com, you're very generous people. Wow, that's so incredible.
Go the whole month?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
And they've got over 40,000 movies. I mean, you can't literally
beat that. No pun intended.
I love you, baby. Yeah, so $24.95. It's called Hot Movie Select Unlimited. Go check it out at hotmovies.com. And don't forget to go to the mall.sexy because they have got a brand new contest called the Orchid Girl Contest that starts later on this month.
You bought me an orchid.
Yes, I bought you an orchid. Oh. Is it still alive?
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm surprised.
I'm really good at taking care of things.
Yes, you are.
I'm a good mommy.
Do you remember for many years in the past, Misty and I have so many wonderful trans friends out there, especially like Foxy and all
Natasha.
Those girls.
Yeah.
But the Transgender Awards are going to be this Sunday, March 7th. It's called the T Awards, Transgender Erotica Awards.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 8 p.m. and it's going to be on Pornhub.
Yeah.
So you're all going to be able to watch that. Okay. All the virtual events are free to attend.
Okay.
And Domino Presley is going to be the mistress of ceremony. Ooh. So go and check out the Transgender Erotica Awards this Sunday at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
On Pornhub.
Now, .com.
Hustler. You know, we lost the late, great Larry Flint last month. Yes. But Hustler has now
moment
opened
of silence.
Up.
Moment of silence.
Okay. They've opened up a brand new Hustler store, and this is in Fort Worth. And it is now, my goodness, they have 36 stores all across the country. So congratulations.
Well, if can they break me off a percentage? I've been working for them.
Well, so have I.
Well, can I?
Remember when we did the live radio show and it was on Hot Girls Wanted on Netflix?
I just want a percentage. Nobody ever want to share with me. Continue. What are they doing at Hustler?
So they're opening up a Hustler store in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Maybe we can go and make an appearance there.
That would be nice.
We'll do that.
Then they'll give me a percentage.
Yeah, and then they'll give her a percentage. Okay. Pat Mine has got a brand new movie out for Evil Angel Video, and this is a pretty hot one. It's called Little Anal Lovers, and my buddy Kinsey Reeves is on the cover. It also stars Jane Wilde, Joanna Angel, and Holly Hendricks. And that's from director Mr. Pat Mine. Hi, Pat. It's called Little Anal Lovers from evilangelvideo.com. Go and check that out. Let's give you the upcoming dates for Exotica Expos coming up this year. Chicago is going to be July 16th to the 18th. Miami,
ooh,
September 17th to the 19th. New Jersey, October 22nd to the 24th. And a new city in Washington, D.C. / Chantilly, Virginia, December 3rd to the 5th.
Chantilly?
Now you know how cold it is in D.C.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Well, I mean, if they like sex, they'll come out and see us.
AVN's top video on demand downloads for March. Number one comes in with Sex with Four Girls from Naruto from Purple Bitch. Number two, DP Masters 7 from Jules Jordan Video. Number three, Autumn, First Time Anal from Cam Soda. Number four, Foursome DP Sex with Schoolgirls from Purple Bitch. Number five is Vibes 2 from Vixen.com. Number six on the top video on demand downloads, We Live Together Season 2 from Reality Kings. Number seven, Luxures, My Wife's Vices from Mark Dorcel. Number eight, Discipline Team 16, Team Skeet.
Number nine, The Anal Brats 8. Lee Wood from Evil Angel. Number fucking 10, My Name is Zawandi.
Yes.
Is that African?
I guess.
My Name is Zawandi.
It's
Rocco
non-Jewish.
Rocco Siffredi Productions. Yeah. Evil. Now, it got the... Rocco, I'm about to beat you.
All right, that's the video on demand downloads compiled by our friends over at AVN and Adult. That is Adult DVD Empire.
Duh.
All right, here
Where
is
else
the
would
hot
you look
movies.
It up?
Did you know segment? I'm going to have Misty read these out. These are some facts about adult film stars you may or may not know, compiled by our buddies over at HotMovies.com. Take it away, Misty Stone.
It is time for our Did You Know segment, brought to you by HotMovies.com.
Just go right into the first one.
God damn it. Number one, Bunny Colby's favorite scene of her career thus far would be her scene alongside Xander Corvus, for Vixen. He's kind of like my twin.
What?
He thinks he's... Well, he is mixed with black. You know that, right?
Oh, is he now?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was mulatto.
A lot of people don't know that. He's mulatto.
Oh, wow.
He is.
Okay.
Xander Corvus is mulatto. He's my little baby twin.
Okay.
Number two. This is a very good friend of mine.
Okay.
Sarah Vendela enjoys a very simple and easygoing life as an avid gym freak. Avid?
a very avid gym freak. I knew that. She's a very avid gym freak. Going to the farmer's market on Sundays. Oh, that's so cute. Watching a good movie and relaxing. In her free time, she goes to concerts. This sounds like her. Sounds like a Sarah Vandella thing. Number three, Carmen Hart has worked her.
Oh, I love that woman.
You like her? I don't know about her. Let me learn. Carmen Hart has worked with adult movie studios, including Adam and Eve, Wicked Pictures. She was also a contract star at Wicked Pictures and Sandy Buns. But that doesn't tell me about her character and who she is and if she's lovely. I want to hear more. Okay. Be more elaborate, Carmen. Number four, Tabitha Stevens hosted Can You Be a Porn Star for Only on-demand pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Adriana Sage. She was born in a beautiful country in Mexico. Miss Sage made her mark in the industry in the late 90s when she began shooting individual nude pictorials for magazines. Oh, that's kind of cool. Adriana worked as a stripper and decided to venture into the XXX world after repeatedly looking at adult box covers and magazine layouts in the adult bookstore attached to the strip clubs. That's kind of naughty.
Yeah. Well, so next time when you go into an adult bookstore and you see some young lady looking at the covers of the movies or the magazines, that could be the next porn star.
No. Okay, that's kind of cute. That's her story. I don't know if it's going to be your story.
Do you know that there's a lot of girls that are in the industry now used to work in adult bookstores?
Really?
Oh, yeah, or sex toy stores. Yeah.
I just used to suck dick.
Well, there you go. There goes the Disney sponsored. Thanks, Misty.
I mean, that's how we all started. Somebody taught us. I'm not going to tell you who taught me. You'd be like, oh, my gosh, this is a terrible story. You want to cry for me.
So tell them how you started. You had a friend or a cousin.
Friend.
You had a friend or a cousin that my recommended. All right. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it right now. Okay. Moving on. Now it's time for our good friends at Paradise and Crown Condoms presents So You Think You Know Porn. The winner of this trivia question gets a wonderful prize package from our good friends over at Crown Condoms and Paradise Condoms. Okay, and you can check them out at ParadiseMarketing.com. Okay, so if you think you've got the answer for this, write into James@GalaxyPublicity.com and put contest in the header. Don't you move on to close up on her. I'm talking close up on me. Thank you. All right. But we could share the screen. Thank you. All right. Here's the question. The word pornography is derived from the Greek word porny.
What?
And that means what?
I don't know.
Now, if you can get this answer, you could win this prize package. Ooh. We've got five winners. So,
but they're just going to look it up online.
Well, of course.
Well, they better hurry up and be the first one.
All right. So is it A, erotic arousal, B, prostitute,
what?
C, erotic arts, or D, sexual images?
Erotic acts. Be specific.
So once again, the word pornography is derived from the Greek word porny, P-O-R-N-I, and that means either A, erotic arousal, B, prostitute, C, erotic acts, or D, sexual images.
Prostitute.
If you think you've got that answer, write in.
Because you got to think about what they used to say back in the days, and they were very vulgar. So I'm just saying, this is how I would feel about the question and the answer. Back in the day, they didn't care about erotic arts and all this bullshit. That's
why
did
how you have to do it like that? Erotic arts.
Because that's how we dress things up to make them sound or make them feel like we're saying something different. Uh-huh. Where back in the days, they were not as they didn't dress things up the same way.
Oh, is that right?
No, they didn't. They were very upfront, and this is what it is, and nobody felt any type of way about it. So yeah,
okay.
I definitely think it is be prostitute.
Okay, well, if you think you've got the answer, write in to james@galaxypublicity.com. And you know what time it is now? It is time for Weird Sex Facts.
Yay!
Weird Sex Facts. Cute. All right, weird sex facts. Here's weird sex fact number one. 30 minutes of sexual intercourse can burn approximately 200 calories.
Really?
That's what they said.
30 minutes. All right. Well, having sex frequently increases the quality of a man's sperm. It increases the quality, huh? All right. Well, most women are not able to climax by vaginal intercourse alone. I am. Instead, they also need clitoral stimulation to reach the big O. Only 29% of women reported reaching orgasm. Quite
a far reach.
Don't read for me. Quite a far reach from that of 75, you know what, I'm going to read it over. Instead, God damn it, give me the paper. Instead,
got a paper cut.
They also need clitoral stimulation to reach the big O. Only 29% of women reported reaching orgasm. Quite a far reach for that of 75% of men who did. Now, that's disrespectful, baby. I think it's disrespectful.
They didn't mean to be. All right.
I think.
Women whose vaginas have direct exposure to semen.
No.
Yes.
That is rude. The other one was disrespectful, but this is just rude.
Oh, you'll love this one. Wine aroma has stimulating effects on both men and women. Many wines are found to give off a scent that imitate human pheromones.
Why?
These, yes, and probably tequila. These chemicals, substance, generate humans' behavioral responses. Have you ever noticed?
Like pheromones?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. This is interesting. Well, I've never known
this. A couple
this.
Is sitting there and they fact. Finish off a bottle of wine together.
Yeah.
They're probably gonna fuck. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to try this fact out.
Okay.
Personally.
How about number six?
Personally for myself.
Okay.
A man can reduce his chances of getting prostate cancer by having at least 4 orgasms a week. I mean, I'm sure he would love that. So if it stops you from getting prostate cancer, please have 4 orgasms a week. Okay. If you use emojis, you tend to have more sex. Women who use kiss emojis have an easier time having an orgasm. Enjoy.
Emoji away.
You know, so they're saying, so really?
Yes.
Women who use kiss emojis have an easier time having. It is true. I'm a kissy emoji girl. I had to think about that. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I can have an orgasm in 30 seconds or less if I do it myself.
Really?
30 seconds or less. Honestly, wow. 60 seconds or less, but I can do it in 30.
Really?
Oh, baby.
Ooh,
oh, that's crazy. I'm talented, baby. It's disrespectful. Mm-mm. Keep it going.
All right. Here's an interesting one. Female night owls have higher sex drives. Yeah. If you're a night owl, that means you're somebody who stays up all night long. Sleeps all day.
Not
up
an animal.
All night.
Okay. Yeah. Not a bird.
A human that stays up all night, sleeps all day.
Okay.
You probably have more sex than earlier risers. You might think it's because most people have sex at night, but that's actually not the reason. The scientific reason is the longer a woman stays up, the more the stress hormone cortisol will increase in her system.
What?
Cortisol is directly connected to arousal and taking risks.
No, that's so fucking me.
Although, to be perfectly fair regarding the study, female night owls also tend to have a harder time getting into and maintaining relationships. That part.
We just want to fuck all night. We just want to fuck all night. We just want to suck dick all night. It's actually
no
really fun.
With that.
It's really fun. It's
read
really
out
fun.
The next one, sorry.
Okay, so eating apples can improve your orgasms. Oh my God, I love apples. They're so sweet and delicious.
Right.
So let me know more. We're all going to learn more. Women, because it's all about women. Yeah. Women who consume more than one apple a day do not only increase in lubrication, yum yum, but are able to have more, including more intense orgasms. So baby, ladies. Eat up.
There you go.
Oh, and I want to eat more apples now. I thought it was about the citrus, you know, the pineapples, the oranges, the tangerines, because it was all about the citrus in your diet to make sure that your fluids are coming out very nice and nutritional and taste good, you know, sweet. So now that
I know...
What are
you talking about, a vagina or Whole Foods?
Pussy, your liquids that come out of your private area.
Okay.
For men and women. It's the same for both. Okay. So I didn't know the apples was one of them. This is different. Does apples have some citrus in it that I didn't know about?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to look into this a little more.
Okay. Well, it's a good fun fact.
Yeah. All right. And finally, oral sex lengthens a man's penis. If you wish that your man was packing more than he is, fellatio can help him out. Although researchers are still trying to figure out the connection, one study reveals that a man getting oral sex ultimately lengthens his penis size.
Really?
Dive.
I'm not giving him head right now. Liar.
But the operative word is not now. Let's break to a commercial. And work on that theory. Let's go to a commercial, and we're going to be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Don't just stay home. Go to the mall. The mall.sexy, that is. If you want to know about the latest adult series like Pure Taboo, Adult Time, and many others, just click the channels button and find yourself in a sea of choices from Girlcore to Wicked, or you can check out your favorite MILFs at Pornstar Platinum. And you've gotta check out the new amazing adult series Deeper by Vixen Media Group. You get all of this and a lot more at themall.sexy. It's simply the most amazing adult portal on the net. Shop, watch, and play at themall.sexy today.
Hi, this is Dixie Lynn. Stay tuned to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Hey guys, face it. Looking for the best condom that not only feels good and fits good, well, that could be a process. Well, look no further. Have we got the condoms for you? Paradise Condoms. Paradise Condoms have two sizes, the Classic Fit and the Slim Fit. The Classic Fit is for generously sized men and is liberally lubricated for extra comfort. The Slim Fit is for a slightly tighter diameter and fits for a tighter non-slip fit and feel. And again, these condoms are well lubricated. Available in bowls of 40 count, so you can stock up your nightstand or, as you need it, tuck away in your pocket, or ladies, to put in your purse. And remember, Paradise Condoms are America's number one source of condoms and personal lubricant for over four decades. Paradise Condoms are available now on Amazon. Get yours today and wrap that rascal.
Hi, I'm Luna Starr, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
HotMovies.com is the number one site in the world to go and see all of your favorite adult films and special content scenes. They have everything From classic titles to the latest and best new releases, whatever your favorite niche is, HotMovies.com has it all right here. Lesbian, amateur, MILF, BBW, trans, parodies, gonzo, fetish, anal, group sex, and even your favorite exciting VR titles and much, much more. HotMovies.com has a large, and I mean large, database of movies and scenes to keep you coming back again and again. Plus, HotMovies.com offers you state-of-the-art tools on the site so you can discover movies that are perfectly suited to your tastes and preferences. And you'll get updates on all your favorite scenes and movies every time you log in. All of the top studios and up-and-coming studio releases can be found on HotMovies.com. So what are you waiting for? Come and check them out today. Use the promo code INSIDE when you sign up, and you'll get 20 free minutes to watch whatever you like. HotMovies.com, trusted and loved by fans from all around the world since 2003. Remember that name and visit them today. HotMovies.com.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updated news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news stories. AVN.com has a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery, special events, industry performer profiles, and don't forget to check out AVN Stars. That's right, AVN Stars is the best new social media portal where fans get the latest clips, pictures, news, and much, much more from their favorite adult film stars and webcam stars every day. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN.com really does have it all. The 2020 AVN Expo and AVN Awards, which takes place every year at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas, is the biggest event of the year, and you can see it all on Showtime Television. AVN will keep you coming back for more. So what are you waiting for? Visit the site today, AVN.com. That's AVN.com.
Hi, I'm Tia Cyrus, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartholet.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Hi, this is Emmy Reyes, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartholet. DVD!
All right, welcome back. And some of you probably, and all of you probably don't know this, Misty had her wisdom teeth out, but they didn't take out one. They didn't take out two. They took all 4 of them out all at once.
And I'm in my freaking 30s. So not a good feeling.
Let's give a big round of applause to Misty Stone for coming in while she was so sick. And I thank you. I thank you, honey.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're sweet.
We got a lot of work to do anyways. But hand me the box, and I'm going to read you a couple of questions out of our special box.
Right. Okay.
Remember how fun this was?
Okay, let's
this
see what
is
you
our
got.
Fun little thing here.
Let's see what you got.
All right.
What you
let's
got,
pick
baby.
One here. Would you rather be a passive? Would you rather be in a passive or aggressive argument?
Aggressive.
Okay.
because I'm crazy and I'm an angry black woman, and that's what angry black women feel comfortable in, are aggressive arguments. Passive, pass your ass to the next bitch so she can be aggressively argumentative with you.
Thank you, Madea Triple X. Tyler Perry presents Misty Stone in Madea Goes to
War. I mean, you asked the question, baby. I'm just answering truthfully.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Hi, Monkey. Did you want to pick the next question?
I know. Everybody else is like, oh, my God, I would be so passive. And No. I'll pass your ass to another aggressive bitch to tear you up into little pieces.
Okay, next question. Would you rather have a life coach or a therapist?
A life coach, duh. I don't got time for no therapist. Be assessing me and trying to act like they know me. I would rather have a life coach to teach me how to make money and get my life together so I can be successful. What the fuck? Okay. Duh, that's easy. Super easy.
Super easy one. Okay, good. Okay, next question.
So aggressive with my answers.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Okay.
What annoying behavior of yours do you blame your mother for?
Being late, BPT. Always late, BPT. Black people time. And it used to be CPT, but I changed it to BPT because I think that's politically incorrect. I don't like CPT because there ain't no such thing as colored people time. Ain't nobody colored. Sounds ridiculous.
Or PCP.
But, you know, I'll take BC. What is it? BPT? BPT. Yeah. I'll take BPT. Black people time. I'll take that. So I blame my mom for that. I blame my parents, period, for that, because everybody late in my family should. It's true.
I'm not saying Misty's late, but I did a sex scene with her one time, and she had the orgasm 4 months later. That's late.
It is what it is.
All right, final question.
Okay.
Is the silent treatment a method you use when you're angry?
Oh, absolutely not. That is the last thing. That is the last resort treatment for me. Silence? Oh, no. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel, why I feel that way. I want to know why you feel the way you feel. I'm going to cut you off and tell you again why I feel the way I feel. Absolutely. No, silent treatment is not my defense mechanism.
Good. Good one. All right. Final question. Did you, Misty Stone, have an imaginary friend?
Ah, okay. So I believed in the boogeyman. So I don't know if that's an imaginary friend.
No, that's not an imaginary friend.
That was scary. But I did have this guy I used to play house with, and we used to play this Mickey Mouse. I don't know. We had this game we used to play, like Mickey Mouse House. You remember Mickey Mouse House?
Yeah.
So we used to play Mickey Mouse House, and we would go into these different ventures and different dimensions and different places where we would go see all these different characters. So I guess the characters in our world that we were having, our Mickey Mouse House, me and this young boy, were imaginary.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but they're still Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Daisy. I mean, they're still Mickey Mouse characters, but they were our Mickey Mouse character.
Very good. And the fact that you acknowledge Daisy, too. Nobody acknowledges Daisy Duck. She never gets any fair airtime at all.
Minnie Daisy.
Yeah.
I love the ladies, baby.
Yeah.
Huh, Monkey? We love the monkeys.
Isn't that right, Monkey?
So, yeah, I guess I didn't make them up. They were not my own imaginary friends, except for the boogeyman. Well, he wasn't even...
But that's not a friend.
He's not a friend.
I cannot stress that enough. The boogeyman is not a friend.
He came to my room one time. I swear.
I bet he came in your room.
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear
he did. It turned out he was the super of the building. Yes, he was not a boogeyman. He was just the nasty janitor of the building.
He touched me.
Yes. And there we go. There's our next scenario.
He said the janitor of the building. He's ridiculous.
All right. Well, we got to wrap things up a little early because she came down here in so much pain. And we still have a bunch of stuff that we need to work on right now.
And my teeth hurt.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, baby. I really am. I'm sorry.
Don't kiss me.
Okay. Don't forget to listen to us tomorrow, Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. And our special guest in the studio will be Riley Steele. That's from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 415. Don't forget, you can follow Misty Stone at...
Misty Stone, XXX. That's on my Twitter. And then if you would like to follow me on Instagram, it's Misty Stone 420, because I'm very 420 friendly. You know, if you want to see all the naughty things I do, and sometimes I get a little creative, smoke my blunts with my nookie. It's kind of interesting. You can go to my OnlyFans at OnlyFans/Misty Stone. You can buy my fleshlight at fleshlight/what Misty Stone. And I have a doll at 1amdoll.com. So go ahead and purchase that any day of the week. Put me in the carpool lane. Have a little fun with me. Put all of your penis in of all of my holes, and let's just have a lot of fun. And yeah,
only on this show can you hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, just follow me, baby. I'm fun.
Very amazing. And once again, congratulations on Playboy Plus.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Very cool. Yes, and all of the upcoming projects you got. I know Misty and I are incredibly grateful for all of the wonderful blessings that we've received and all the blessings that we're about to receive. And you need to be that same way in your life, too. Always give thanks for the great things in your life.
Even during this crazy COVID depression.
That's true, because more good things will come into you when you're appreciative.
Yeah.
The universe gives back. It's so very true.
I like it.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at James Bartolet, Instagram at James Bartolet 9. I'm on OnlyFans, and I'm also on Crush.com, Q-R-U-S-H.com. That's slash James Bar, James B. And OnlyFans is slash James Bartolet, I guess. What else would it be? George Clooney? Yes. So, and then check out her OnlyFans, because she's going to be putting up new scenes on there very soon.
Oh, I stay putting up new scenes, baby.
Oh, yeah.
It gets really interesting. Mm-hmm. You know how I am. I'm a little ghetto, but I do real classy, sexy shit, too. So it's a mixture of it all. And I'll give you amateur shit. I'll give you professional. It depends on what you want. If you want me to say your name, your mama name, your daddy name, I'll say whoever name you want me to say, baby. But I got you.
You know what? We should do a song like Donnie and Marie. Now, you probably won't remember Donnie and Marie.
I do.
Donnie and Marie had a song called I'm a Little Bit Country, I'm a Little Bit Rock and Roll. So yours would be I'm a Little Bit Ghetto, I'm a Little Bit Country Club. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Anyways, Missy Stone, I love you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And love all of you out there. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, I'm James Bartolet.
I am your lovely Misty Stone.
Good night and good sex.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.